Hello and welcome to The Gaming Duel, where friendships are built through gaming. We're your hosts, Kelvin and Rob, and if you're joining us for the first time, first off, thank you for tuning in. We're the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest gaming news and speculations about the gaming industry. Rob, how you been? It's been a while.
It's been a minute, man. It's been a minute. Yesterday I had Tony on the show. It was awesome having him here, but you're back and things are the way they should be. And life has been hectic, but it's been good. It's been good.
Hectic, can't complain. But good. I like that. Shout outs to Tony. Again, he did a fantastic job in my place. He always great time having him here. We'll say the best gaming daily duel just verse ever. I'm like, holy shit. That was phenomenal. So shout outs to Tony.
He caught me completely off guard with it.
He was prepared.
Oh, yeah. I knew he was gonna deliver, but I know he was gonna deliver that much, and he went hard. So, future guest, that's what you gotta live up to.
Yep, exactly. We have cool friends, man. We have cool friends. Yeah. So, how's it been, man? I honestly feel like I haven't talked to you in like weeks. Like legit. Like we've texted here and there, but nothing to the extent of like having conversations.
Just life.
Just life, right?
Yeah, just life. But the debacle that I was having with Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, my copy, finally came. It came 6 days after release date.
I'm sorry.
But I got it. So it's here. So I got the statue. It was it was presented really nice. I actually took a little video of it. I have to like chop it up and post it. But I took a little video of it, of me opening it and the experience. And it's a very nice experience. Mm. The only thing I did not like about it, so you know how like usually everything is kind of contained in the box?
Sure.
Right? Not Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Literally, the game, like they take the deluxe edition and they throw it on top of the Sephiroth box. And that's it.
The game, it doesn't matter. Like the game, who cares about the game? It's a statue that you're buying.
Right, but usually they put the game in the box. Like for example, the God of War one had like an actual like compartment to where the game is supposed to be and all the different stuff. But they literally just like, here's a separate box of statue, and here's your deluxe digital deluxe edition. It's not digital deluxe.
Delicious. Deluxe edition.
Yeah. So a little, I wasn't impressed with that, like the presentation of how they like boxed it up, but the statue itself is very good quality and it's probably the best quality you can get until you start getting into those like first four figure quality. You know what I'm talking about? Like before you start paying, you know, 700, 600, 800 bucks for a statue. So it's right there.
I'm still waiting on my Samus statue.
Yeah. You can be waiting for a while. Those things get delayed like crazy.
I guess. It's been almost 6 months, right? I feel like. Or maybe like four.
No, maybe four months. But when you get it, it's going to be a surprise. You're gonna be like, oh my God, this is great. You know?
Yeah,
so
I guess. Yeah. Man, what have you been playing? It can't be Final Fantasy VII. Can't be.
I mean, that's all we're going to talk about for a while is Final Fantasy VII. That's it. Have you
dived in a lot or where are you at?
I'm still in the beginning area. I haven't really done anything really story-wise. I'm still in the grasslands, but I completed like the quest, like the training module quest, you know what I'm talking about, where you find Chadley. Chadley is his name? Yeah, Chadley.
I hate him.
I didn't know it's not spoilers, but he's an android. I didn't know he was an android.
I think he didn't disclose that until now. I feel I don't know. Weird. Maybe not.
I might have missed it, but I played remote play while I was at my in-laws and it worked flawlessly. It was perfect. I was in literal shock when I was playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth at my in-laws. Probably not the greatest internet connection ever. And I'm just like, how is this game running so well on this platform? The only thing it sucked was obviously the size of it because it's small, but yeah, it worked.
I wish I could say the same. The one time I played, right, on my ally, it was good. It was fine. But there were rough parts where it just did not run well. It got choppy. The music started getting choppy. And I'm just like, man, like I would have to like pause the game and just like wait for it to like get better, you know? So I don't know if it's my internet. I don't know if it's just, I don't know what happened, but I'll try it again to see if it's just like a one-time thing. But I'm playing, I've been playing, man. And let me tell you, I think I'm on board. I think this is it. This is the one that's going to get me because, man, this game is something else. Everything
other
that
than
you,
Cloud.
What's that?
I was going to say, other than Cloud, who's your favorite character to play as?
See, now you're getting into the weeds of like things I don't like. But
okay, but what character do you like controlling in battle the most?
I like Tifa. Tifa's fun. Tifa's just, you're a brawler, you know? You're just like, you're just going at it. So definitely Tifa's one of my favorite. I think second favorite, what's the dog's name? Red?
Red 13?
Yeah, I think Red would be kind of cool to use sometimes here and there. But man, what a difference this game is, right? Real quick. Final Fantasy 16, right? Very serious, right? Like, you know, kind of that like serious kind of role that you're trying to get into, Game of Thrones. Like, this is not like everything that you played from that game, just throw it out the window. Cause it's like, this is a goofy, it's just like nothing
more
makes
lighthearted.
Sense. Yeah, lighthearted. And you're just like, you don't question anything. Like, I don't want to spoil things, but like, you just do weird shit in that game.
You're on an adventure. Like, all right. You're on an adventure. Right.
Yeah.
On literally. An adventure to save Midgard. That is literally it. So
the game,
it's a good
the game doesn't make you feel like you're supposed to play as Cloud. Cause like, you're just like, these are not Cloud things. These are not things that Cloud would do, in my opinion. Like, I think of Cloud, you know, just like very just serious guy. He's a swordsman. He's, you know, like he just wants to fuck shit up. And this is not the Cloud that I thought I was going to play as. I'm okay with it. I'm here for the ride, like you said.
No, this is actually the Cloud you get in Final Fantasy VII. Mm. Obviously, we don't see it because he's like a freaking, like, blocks. You know, you don't really see it.
Sure.
Right. But in the dialogue, he says, like, goofy stuff all the time. So
interesting.
That's probably why it's catching you off guard, because you're like, why is he like this? And I'm like, that's how he was. And the only time he's really serious is when Homeboy shows up, Sephiroth, and he's just like, something triggers in him. He's like, I gotta kill you.
Yeah. Seriously. I'm having a blast, though. I am enjoying what I'm playing so far. And I can just tell it's only getting better. I'm on chapter 4 right now. And I'm just having a blast, man. I'm really enjoying it. The story is great. The characters are awesome, which I already knew, but just the grasslands in itself, you go out there and you're like, holy shit, man. Like, this is like, there's so much to do, so many things to like explore, and the gameplay is just phenomenal. Like, there's so many things that I didn't feel that way when I was playing Remake. So yeah, man, good times. But Rob, enough about Final Fantasy VII. Let's get into the Daily Duo news.
The Daily Duo.
They're back, baby. Multiverse. Multiverse is back. Today on X, the official Multiverse's account posted this. Taps mic. Testing. 1, 2, 3. That was it. That's all I said. It's the account's first update since last June, when the game's open beta ended and it went on hiatus. Ahead of the release of the planned release in 2024, the Smash style brawl was a surprise hit, but fell short once the second season hit, and it was sparse on content. I remember that not much content came out that time. So, Multiverses, Rob, when do you think we're getting that? When do you think it's kind of come back to life in 2024? And are you excited?
I think June. I think we're getting it June, because I feel like that just feels good. I don't know why, but I feel like June's a good... When did it come out last year? Was it June as well? I think it was.
When it released, like the open beta?
Yeah, the beta. Yeah, I think it was... I want to say it was June. But I know you're pretty excited about this game, because you played it a decent amount, and you actually spent real life money in this game.
I did.
A little bit. Not a lot, but you spent...
Not a lot. Maybe like 20 bucks.
20 bucks. Yeah. But yeah. You were hooked.
There was something about it that really got me hooked. I don't know what it was. It's just the fast pace and just the resemblance of Smash Brothers right? I think that's what really got me. The characters were really cool. Obviously, like, I grew up playing with these or watching these characters, Looney Tunes. Like, there's just so many things that they can do with this IP that I can definitely see them kind of going big if they wanted to, right? Like, again, this is one of those things where you have to kind of hope for them to really put in that work and throw those cards out there for you to see what they can do. But I had hopes for this. I was like, oh, I can see the vision that they're trying to do, and I can see how if they stick with this and if they put in that work and that content, I can see this like really going somewhere, right? But we'll have to see. I'm not sure. Sometime like that whole year when that game released, it was kind of like wishy-washy. Like, I really enjoyed it, but it came with issues, right? It had its flaws. It just felt like a beta, right? It felt like a beta, and it felt like there were some kinks that they needed to address. So I'm hoping now that they come back, those kinks are fleshed out. They have a plan in place to like really show you, hey, this is our year, at least a year's worth of content that we have for you guys, and this is what it looks like, you know?
Yeah, so when this game does release, it's obviously not going to be an open beta anymore, right? You think it's going to be a full price,
full-on release, like
40 full-on release. Which platform are you going to be getting it for when it does release? Are you going to be on, are you going to stick with PC, or you're going to on Steam, or are you going to go, actually, I don't know, because you link an account to it, right? There's like a WB account, and your skins are probably tied to that account, I'd imagine, right?
I think, yeah. However,
I think it's going to be similar to Fortnite, right? Because that's Fortnite, you can log into any system, and then it'll
as just long as you have skins. The account and you sign into the same account, then you're able to have, you know, it's a crossplay title. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's why I was like, I don't want you to lose the money you spent. Are you going to get that skin back? Are they going to be like, hey, did they give you your money back?
They haven't really addressed any of those concerns or questions from the fan base. So we'll see when they actually full on like release information for this game. I can't imagine them having an open beta, allowing you to pay for content and not give you that content back when the full game releases.
I'm excited for this game. This game was very fun. We played it. It was very reminiscent of obviously Smash Bros, but more for me, PlayStation All-Stars, just because it was the 2v2 aspect to it. So I'm hoping that they add a lot more variety. They fix a lot of the glitches. They fix a lot of the way the movement kind of felt. Sometimes the movement felt a little weird at times, depending on the character. But I think as they were going on, and then everyone's going to pick this back up. It died like kind of slow because a lot of things were coming out by that time, but now people were like, oh, I remember this was fun. Let's go back in. And then people are going to be playing it like crazy again. It's going to be fun. It's going to be one of those hits again, where it's just they're going to be right back where they started. So
are you going to pick this up again?
Yeah, I'm going to, well, it depends. It depends on how much it's going to be. It depends on what's available. If it's going to our church full $60 and there's only like eight characters,
I'm assuming they're sticking with the free to play.
You think so?
Yeah, I can't imagine them charging for. I think the whole purpose was this being a free to play game, you know, and then you'll just have to pay for whatever, you know,
the
bonus content stuff. So if you want to do what's it called? I forget the name of it, but you know, whatever. If you want to add extra content and stuff like that, then you can do that for sure. But I think it's going to be free to play, if I'm not mistaken. The Battle Pass, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, so it looks like, too, I'm reading a report from Warner Brothers, is that they want to focus more on free-to-play and live service games rather than AAA experiences. So here you go. Which
leads us to our next piece of news here. Warner Brothers sticks to free-to-play and live service games. Speaking at a Morgan Stanley conference, JB Perrette, the company CEO of Global Streaming and Games, said, quote, "The majority of our business revolves around four main forms of IP and games, which are all billion-dollar-plus businesses themselves." And I kind of skipped a little bit through the VGC article here, and it says, "But the opportunity is to take those four franchises and be able to develop a much more holistic approach, particularly around expanding into the mobile and multi-platform free-to-play space, which could give us a much better and consistent set of revenue. And you'll see us launching later this year some mobile free games to play, which we hope will start building that portfolio." So, yeah.
I mean, yeah, so this sounds like Multiverses is going to be kind of like the first step in that direction, right? They want to do that free-to-play model. They want to get a battle pass so that way you're buying skins, build a really good game. I'm sure those developers are like exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
I forget, who's the developer for
Multiverses?
Multiverses, do you know off the top of your
head? Player One?
Yeah, so they're probably like, Marvel's like, please make this game good. We're like, we're trying to make this game as good as possible. You know what I mean? It's, I feel like the Smash Brawler, what is that called? Platform Fighter is such a hard space sometimes to to navigate because they're like, if it doesn't feel like Smash, it's bad. You know,
if it doesn't feel like Smash, it's a pass. Like, I feel like people just don't. So this is my thing. The fact that they took a year hiatus, right? The fact that they, this again, this is me hoping this is the case. I would love for them to, they took this break and they're like, okay, what does this look like in a year? What does Multiverses look like in a 1 year span? If we're going to continue doing this as a live service game, how are we going to provide the content that we need to keep people engaged? And I'm hoping that they have this planned out. They have a nice, you know, several seasons thought out, and they have content, enough content for those seasons to really keep us like enthralled, keep us like, hey, I'm sticking with Multiverses because I can't wait to the next season. You know, think of the possibilities of all the other content, of all the other characters that they can release in this game. You know, like there's just a plethora of, we talked about this years ago, right? There's a plethora of people that they can add into this game. And it's just like, I don't know, man, like they have something right here as long as they really make it worth people's time, you know.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Warner Brothers here. I know they had the whole debacle with Suicide Squad, but yeah. Harry Potter Hogwarts Legacy was really well received and sold gangbusters, and so they definitely had a little bit of a misstep with Justice League, but everyone kind of was like, this, something's fishy here. And like I said, they have those IPs that they can use, right? Like they have Harry Potter, Multiverses, that you have literally Batman, you have the old DC, you have all of, so like Multiverses can basically become the Fortnite of fighters. Yes, in a sense.
100%. Right? So are you okay with them going into that route and just kind of focusing more on, you know, live service games or multi-platform games or mobile games at that? Like, is that something that you want to see them kind of focus on? Because you have, like, you know, you have, this is more predominantly like a single player based studio, right? Like, you know that they've made some great content, Mortal Kombat, for example, right? Right. Obviously Hogwarts Legacy, like you said, those are all specific games. Going into that route of like, hey, let's make Hogwarts Legacy a multi-platform game of some sort, a live service game of some sort. Does that really interfere with what they're trying to do, you know?
No, I mean, like I said, they had, maybe they can even bring, they won't bring Fear back because that's like a single player, I think it was multiplayer experience, but you know, they had Gotham Knights misstep a little bit. They had, you know, Justice League, Kill Justice League, a little bit of a misstep. Then you had the Batman Arkham games, right? That came out, right? So I think that, and then Mortal Kombat, I feel like was really hot, but it's not as good as Street Fighter. From what I'm hearing, I'm not hearing a lot of hype with Mortal Kombat 1. I don't know why, but something fizzled out with that game. I feel like Street Fighter is more of what people kind of are playing right now, right, as far as the fighter goes. But yeah, they have a lot of stuff they can use, and I'm excited for them. There's a lot to unpack for them. And I think, and we're going back to Batman, right? The Arkham games.
I'm Batman.
I feel like Spider-Man has kind of taken the mantle as far as like being the premier superhero game. Like Batman was before it, now Spider-Man, and for them to kind of go back to the Batman games is kind of hard because it's like, we already kind of did that. Gotham Knights didn't work out too well, so maybe we just have to like leave this alone for a bit with the Batman stuff. So yeah, I think Warner Bros. Is onto something with the
I don't know. I don't know. I'll leave you with this. I think it's good that they can have, if they can make a developer, a studio at that, focus on a live service game so that they can continue that revenue, right? That ongoing revenue. Great. But then when you start having like Rocksteady, for example, making these live service games, right? And that's not really their bread and butter. I think that's when things start getting a little convoluted, a little kind of just like uncertain with Warner Brothers, because they just don't feel like genuine when they're, I feel like they're just like, all right, let's try to make any of our titles a live service game so we can just make that money, right? And I feel like that works, right? They need to focus on having a specific studio focused on doing that, and hopefully that hits, right? Not all their studios doing that. So we'll see.
Yeah, for sure. I think they have the model in place. They're going to do it right, because there's a way to do free to play right, and hopefully they're going to do it right.
Well, they fucked up twice, so we'll see. Let's take a pause here for a second. If you guys are enjoying this episode, rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Drop a review, and remember to follow us on all social media platforms. Be part of the Gaming Duo community by joining our Discord, where friendships are built through gaming. I haven't been on the Discord lately. Anything popping?
We talked about, the last thing I put was the mechs coming to Helldivers 2. So there's mechs coming to Helldivers 2.
I saw that. Yes, yeah, yes. Really cool. And I'm like, why do they look like Metal Gear Rex? Like, that's going to make me like want to buy this. And I haven't even played the game yet. Oh, my God.
Right, nothing too crazy. I forget what we talked about. Oh, we talked about how expensive Pokemon games are. We'll get into that because of the Nintendo thing.
Sweet.
Guys, join.
Let's move on. Back to the news here. Capcom will have a feature showcase called Capcom Highlights. Titled Capcom Highlights, the first stream will air on March 7th at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, with the second one following on March 11th. So they'll have two of them? March 11th at 3 p.m.? Cool.
Yep.
March 11th at 3 p.m. Pacific time and 6 p.m. Eastern time. Each stream will highlight specific games and will run about for 15 minutes or so. The first stream will feature Dragon's Dogma 2 and Kunitsu Gami, Path of the Goddess. The second stream will focus on Street Fighter 6, Exo Primal, Monster Hunter Stories, and Monster Hunter Now. So clearly it doesn't seem like there's any surprises here. They're like, hey, this is what we're going to show you guys. This is our Capcom highlights. You'll get a glimpse of all these games. Don't expect anything crazy. You know, don't expect Mega Man Legends 2 here.
A lot of developers are doing this now.
Yeah.
They're doing these. Yeah, they're just like, we're going to show you what we have. We're going to show you in-depth stuff of what we have. We're not going to really do the surprise thing. We're going to kind of save those for like the Game Awards, or we're going to tweet it ourselves. Mm-hmm. Or announce it ourselves when we're ready, right? There's no more pressure to have a game ready by X time, because I feel like prior years, you had this pressure, like, we need a working demo by Gamescom, we need a working demo by E3, we need a working demo by PAX, like, you know, to show off your game. Right. Whereas now, with social media, you can just release it anytime you want. Right.
You get the hits. People are looking at you and your social media content. Like, they're looking at you specifically, not Jeff Keighley or something, you know.
And you're not sharing a spotlight with all the other games, right? In a sense that were shown at the time. So you're going to be the topic for the next day or two. So I'm not surprised that all these developers are doing these things, because it just makes sense from a business standpoint. And if you're working there, you're like, yeah, just please, I don't want to have this demo already. It might not be ready. So it makes sense.
You excited for this?
Yeah, I want to see. I specifically want to see a more in-depth look of Dragon's Dogma 2, because I don't necessarily think I'm going to get the game, but a lot of people are into it. A lot of people are saying, from the previews, people are raving about this game.
Is this going to be the next like Baldur's Gate?
Maybe.
I feel like it is. It looks cool. It looks really interesting, and everything about it so far, I'm like, I'm digging it, but I can't commit. I can't commit. There's just no way. I stopped playing Persona 3 Reload. Yeah. You know?
Well, Final Fantasy takes pretty big precedence over a lot of things, right?
Sure.
But, sure. And then we have the Final Fantasy.
Oh my
DLC,
God!
The 16 DLC either coming this month or next month. So that's gonna be fun. Good times being a gamer. We said 2023, 2024 is going to be easy.
I've never said that. Let's move on. Last story here. Nintendo has pulled the plug on Switch and 3DS emulators. Nintendo has filed a lawsuit for the popular emulator Switch Yuzu. Yuzu is to pay $2.4 million to settle a lawsuit, and Citra developer Boonay confirmed in the Yuzu Discord that both the Nintendo Switch and Nintendo 3DS emulators are affected as well. They've also surrendered their domain as well, which is yuzu-emu.org. You talked about this yesterday a little bit with Kibiji, correct?
A little bit, a little tiny bit. Not a lot, but this popped up in the Discord. And this Nintendo Ninjas came down hard on Yuzu.
To be expected.
I don't personally have anything left. They're just so, if there's a company that is like very, very defensive when it comes to their property, it's Nintendo. They do not want you playing a Nintendo game on not Nintendo device. They are very adamant about that. There's different, people have different opinions on it as far as you can do that. But like I said, I don't know. I've never emulated a game ever. I've never done that. Nope.
No, never not broke me. The law. No, not you, bro.
Never. No, never.
It's not against the law, is it?
For me, I think it's gray because people the combo is, if I've purchased a game before, right, I can do whatever I want with the game, minus reselling it, right? Can't resell the game. I can't be like, okay, I'm going to rip the copy out and then put the copy out for to make profit off of it. I can't do that. Right, that's against the law. But if I want to take the game, extract all its data, put it onto another card, and play it on a different platform, basically, I don't know. I mean, you bought the game, right? Like, it's technically at that point that copy of the game is your property.
I don't know. So you bought the physical copy, but now you're trying to use a digital copy.
But what if you buy the game digitally?
If you buy the game digitally, fair game. Fair game, I think, in my opinion. But so if you play the game 30 years ago, 20 years ago, and now you're just trying to emulate it just to like revisit, you know, past times and trying to like reminisce, like, I don't know. Again, the gray line, I don't know. I don't really have much of a say in this because I don't really want to, you know, stir the pot, but yeah.
You don't want the Nintendo Wii just coming for you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, basically, you see someone just like put a bag on me.
Kevin, no! Mario, stop it! Stop it, Mario!
Help me, please!
Oh, God. Fucking hear Yoshi in the background. No,
just like come out. Game over from like Metal Gear Solid.
Yep. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. So, I don't know. It's just, but here's the thing. I feel like down the line, people are going to emulate it again. Like, it's just going to keep happening. There's going to find work. There's another emulator that's already that is out that you can emulate.
Do they Switch not games learn? Do they not see what just happened?
It's been out. It's been out. So like they got rid of that one, but there's also another one which I heard it even runs better than Yuzu. So I don't know. They might take it off to you, but I guess it depends on how big you get. Maybe if you get super big, they're like you gotta cut it out. If you're small, they don't care.
Well, they have to settle a whole lawsuit now, so that's a rough one. But hey man, you do you, make that money, right? That wraps up today's episode, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. We have merch. Please check us out on thegamingduopod.com, where you can find all of our stuff there. You can find our latest episodes. You can find our YouTube episodes as well. A big shout out and thank you to all of our listeners. Again, make sure you review, share, like, subscribe, and get notified on all of our content heading your way. We'll be back tomorrow. Until next time, take care, guys.
Adios.